With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. military strikes against Houthi rebel radar systems.
The U.S. military is targeting the radar sites of Houthi rebels who continue to disrupt shipping in the crucial Red Sea corridor. The U.S. military's central command said their strikes destroyed seven radars within Houthi-controlled territory. The U.S. attack comes as it tries to counter the Houthi campaign against shipping in the Red Sea. The Houthi rebels say their attacks on ships there are meant to halt Israel's offensive in the Gaza Strip. U.S. officials say some of the targeted vessels have nothing to do with Gaza. One commercial sailor from a Greek-owned cargo carrier remained missing after an attack by the Houthis. The U.S. military says destroying the radars helps to stop the rebels from targeting maritime vessels and endanger commercial shipping. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, nine people, most of them kids, have been wounded in a shooting in a Detroit suburb. Suspect then died with a self-inflicted gunshot wound at a nearby home. Children were playing in a city park that includes fountains and water sprays. Rochester Mills Mayor Brian Barnett.
When I got on scene, I started to cry because I know what a splash pad is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a place where people gather, where families make memories, where people have fun and enjoy a Saturday afternoon, and it wasn't.
Audio courtesy of WXYZ Television. Officials say an inmate has used a gun to kill a kitchen worker in a Georgia prison before fatally shooting himself. Georgia Department of Corrections says it is now investigating. And a shooting in a park in Austin, Texas, leaving two people dead, six wounded. In Massachusetts, seven people have been shot and wounded when gunfire erupted at a late-night weekend party. This is SRN News. British politicians are urged to support marriage.
National elections take place in the United Kingdom in about 3 weeks, and the Marriage Foundation is urging the candidates to say something about the decline of matrimony in the country. Less than half of all adults in the UK get married these days, and the social consequences are piling up. The foundation says political parties should make marriage promotion part of their platforms and talk about it on the stump. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Tennessee judge ordering a conservative media organization to appear in court over publishing details from allegedly leaked documents about a 2023 shooting at a Nashville Christian school. Star News Digital Media accused of violating a court order. The company denies the charges and is currently suing in order to get even more records of the case released to the public. This is SRN News. Thousands of Amazon delivery drivers filing legal claims against the company.
The drivers submitted arbitration claims with the American Arbitration Association. They allege the company's classification of them as independent contractors instead of employees has led to unpaid wages and other financial losses. Amazon's Flex program signs up drivers to deliver packages with their own cars and a special app. The company pitches the work as a flexible part-time opportunity that allows people to earn extra income during the hours they choose. John Scott reporting.
A Missouri man charged with driving a stolen truck onto a runway behind a plane that had just landed in St. Louis while fleeing police before eventually crashing into an officer's car. Prosecutors say the man took a utility truck that was sitting unlocked and running, and then drove to the airport. More details at SRNnews.com.